Proclamation number 6942 of 12th of October, 1957. Scientific research with God or without God. I. First take care of the establishment of order within yourselves, then you will also experience a wonderful solution to all other problems. Then the divine order and lawfulness will reveal themselves to you. You will not need to research but will see everything brightly and clearly. Be it works of creation or laws of nature which give you cause for research and experimentation of every kind. Only the order within you is a guarantee for right thinking, right cognition and truthful results of your intellectual thinking. If this order has not yet been established in yourselves, then you can experiment as much as you like. You calculate wrongly, and a wrong calculation results in error. Let it be said to you that you, as human beings, cannot research natural laws as long as you yourselves are still outside the law of eternal order. For as long as you do so, you will be in communion with God's adversary, who is never interested in giving you light but always wants to confuse your thinking more. His aim is to distract people from their actual earthly task. His aim is also to reveal the problems of creation to them differently in order to destroy the belief in a God and Creator. And all those who try to solve the secrets of creation and are not firmly and intimately united with God can only draw wrong conclusions because they are influenced by the adversary due to their own unbelief. On the other hand, the opponent's power does not exceed the power of God. But everything proves the nearness of the end of this earth. For people not only seek to make the earth but also the universe subservient to them, and therefore the answer will also come from the universe. You humans will still experience much because all the forces of hell are at work in this lost time, and what you consider impossible will be possible through their influence. But nothing will be a blessing for you because it is not God's spirit but the spirit of the adversary which instigates people to try to prove their power and strength. In no way will spiritual development be promoted, in no way will the divine order be established, which has been overturned by a humanity, which lives devoid of all love. In no way does humanity seek to attain peace. Hatred and imperiousness alone determine people's actions, and everyone seeks to outdo the other, but never in working with love but only in emphasizing power and knowledge. And every thought, every striving is only meant for earthly aims. And thus people live outside of divine order, and therefore they can never accomplish or achieve anything which is in line with divine order. But they overestimate their own strength. Although God allows his adversary to express himself in a way that seems to cancel out his creative principle, there are limits to him and his activity and thus also to the people who are under his influence. And human creations do not last. For their original substance is not strength of love emanating from God but strength gathered and wrongly directed by God's adversary through people's will, or also misused natural strength which could be a blessing to humanity if used correctly. But right application can never be spoken of where divine order is not first observed. Where spiritual development suffers damage, where God and his rule and activity are not acknowledged, where God's adversary visibly drives his nature and people are willing servants to him. For divine spiritual striving cannot be concealed, it becomes evident, just as the working of the opposing spirit can be recognized. Amen.